It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
So, Jinya, the other day, pizza was a highly contested topic in the hallway.
We like to really get down to the nitty-gritty here and solve the world's problems.
Cutting edge.
Yeah,
cutting edge stuff here.
It's some award-winning stuff, if you will.
That's right.
So someone was like, favorite pizza topping. And so everyone around the room kind of went over. We had a couple of folks with Hawaiian. It's okay.
Not a big fan of pineapple.
Yeah. Mine was, I could just be plain Jane and be like, pepperoni. Cool. I'm good.
See, I don't. Delicious. To me, that's not plain. Plain is just cheese, which is my preference.
Right, just cheese. So, and then the conversation came about like pepperoni being greasy, and you and I both were like, no, that's the quality of cheese.
It's the quality cheese. Of cheese. That's right.
So, I guess it kind of spurs into like our favorites of certain categories
yes.
of certain
mm-hmm.
cuisines. So,
yes.
You just sat here and watched me eat like cauliflower
I
pizza.
Did.
So, sorry about that.
It's all right. I'll get lunch eventually.
I was like, you know, smell it. It was good. Had pepperoni on it. So we know pizza. We know about that. So what's another thing we want to divulge? Learn about each other.
Candy. What's your go-to candy?
All right. Are we talking more like fruity or like chocolatey? Because I think there's different categories when it comes to candies.
Do we want to go to that stretch?
I don't know. Easter's upon us. I mean, okay.
Right.
Let's.
What do you want? What's the first thing you want in your Easter basket? If that's the case.
Well, it ain't Peeps. I hate Peeps. You can throw those things in the back.
You can give them all to me.
Oh, you can enjoy those little marshmallow
buggers.
I enjoy
a marshmallow in almost any form.
Ugh, but it's all that powdery sugar and it gets the grass
powdered sugar.
It's
crystal sugar.
Oh, I don't care. It's gross. It's, you know how you enjoy it? You open the trash can and you dump them in there.
So wasteful.
They're cute for presentation purposes only, but ugh, I can't do the Peeps.
I love Peeps.
Reese Cups, I mean, those are a good go-to. I do love. Okay, so I will say my favorite candy bar of all time,
mm-hmm.
growing up, this is something anytime we would go to the convenience store, the grocery store,
yep.
and my dad's like, you want candy bar? I'm like, that's what I want. He'd know that's what to get me. Everyone would know that's what you get, Jinya. It was the old school Mars bars. I don't think they make them anymore.
No.
So it's basically like a Snickers, but milk chocolate and almond in it.
Right.
And it had the nougat in it, not mm-hmm. caramel. That was my favorite. I can taste it. It's amazing how I could taste it right now. And
memory focus 101.
But I know in Britain they continued manufacturing them, and you can order them online, but it's like an astronomical price or whatever.
Right.
But you can't find them in stores and stuff. I mean, Milky Way's okay. It's kind of like I want to be a Snickers Mars bar combo. Snickers are good. They have the Snickers with almonds, but it's not the same. It's not the same. Other candies, I love Twizzlers.
Ooh, I don't like licorice.
Not black licorice. We're talking the red.
It's the same concept.
Black licorice tastes completely different than red licorice.
Just saying, if red licorice is better than black licorice, I don't want that either.
Well, you can bite the end of it off and use it as a straw for your Slurpee. That's a fun fact. That's a fat kid OG tip for you.
Only you.
Yeah, I know. I used to love Laffy Taffy. That was good. The banana. Those were good. Today, I do Russell Stover sugar-free chocolates, but that just kind of goes with my whole lifestyle. But so that's pretty much
I have been and always will be a Reese's guy.
Reese's.
I don't need the whole bar. Mm-hmm. Couple of cups. I'm in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
King size is preferred if you're sending them our way.
Right.
Insane.
Or the 1 pounder that you can buy.
No, nope, not at all. Do not vary from the original. Anything in between. The eggs don't taste as good. The trees don't taste as good at Christmas time. Not the same.
Not the same
as the cup.
I want the
original. No, the ratios are slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the process or
mm-hmm.
what. Original only. The mini ones that you are so notorious for keeping in your office that you don't eat yourself.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks.
Yeah. The goal is to make everyone else here bigger.
That's right.
So I look smaller by proxy.
And this is this is why we both go to the gym.
Yeah.
Those are okay, but still not the same as the original.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the next couple of months, they're going to be putting out some new ones with different ratios.
Yeah, one more chocolate and one more peanut butter.
Right.
But you're just like, just
nope.
give me the old
I'm going to try the others just because, but mm-hmm. I'd prefer the original. That's my preference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I grew up on Butterfingers.
Ooh.
See, my dad worked at Nestle when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
So like we had advantage of the company store and that kind of stuff. So we would get stuff in bulk. Mm-hmm. So Butterfingers, Crunch Bars are always a good one for me.
With the crispy rice in it.
That's correct. Those are probably the three most common. I've gotten into Snickers later in life.
Sounds like this is a very intense.
Sounds like I'm really old. We've done this already.
Yeah, later in life.
I mean, you know, just as your tastes change.
Yeah. Oh, I used to. There's certain things I used to not like. You know, when I was little, vegetables. I'm like, now I'm like broccoli. Delicious cauliflower.
Some things don't change.
Right. You're like
no
nope.
veg.
What's the mashed
vegetables
potatoes?
Are what the main course eats.
Right. Exactly.
Vegetarians not welcome.
You're not. Do not apply.
No. No. Not if you want to eat at my table. You don't.
Yes.
But it's also, for me, like, there are candies that I don't have any use for. We were talking about fruity versus chocolate. I don't like Nerds. I don't like the crunchy candies like that. Pop Rocks, meh.
Those, I think, are more novelty because you're kind of like, I got it. And I, like, it's not like, when I'd get it, I wouldn't really enjoy it. It wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, you know, I got Nerds or Pop Rocks. It would be like, this into my mouth. And then you're like, okay, I'm over it.
Where do you fall on Fun Dip?
Fun Dip.
Now, I knew that was coming. I knew it.
Okay, so... My whole thing with eating Fun Dip was I would try to ration out the sugar stick as long as I could because some people would go in and just bite the – and I'm like, what are you doing? No. I would save that for the last moment. So, you know, you get the green apple or the grape or the cherry, right?
Blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry was good because that would turn your tongue green, I think.
Blue.
Well, they had it where it changed colors. One of them changed colors.
I don't know. I wasn't ever really a fan of that either.
Well, I would ration it out and I would have all the powder – and then I would savor the big sugar cube like a horse at the Kentucky Derby. I'd be like, so good. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You.
It was so good. Pixie sticks, those I really – it was kind of the same premise without the stick, though, without the sugar stick. So, yeah.
Starbursts are a go-to Starburst? For me.
What color?
I would say flavor. But cherry.
But I like the pink ones, the pink Starburst.
Strawberry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the cherry ones, but there's history behind that. Not, like, personal history.
Oh.
When my mom was pregnant with me, the medicine they gave her was cherry flavored, and it made her so sick.
See, I wonder if that does pass on because my mother apparently, when I was pregnant, ate a whole bunch of Cadbury eggs and then got sick on them.
Underrated candy.
I hate Cadbury those eggs.
I realize that they are wind up, some would call them an Easter novelty. There are places that keep them all the time. I partake.
Jaren
all
loves
the time.
Them.
Yes.
That's his favorite
that's
candy.
That's why your son is one of my favorite people.
Yeah, that's his
that
favorite.
Is awesome.
I mean, and it's so, but it's so messy. So you're sitting there and you see like, and I'm like, I just can't. We put them in the fridge just to try to cool it down a little bit, harden up the inside. Because what is it? Like, is it caramel? What is it?
I'm not sure what the inside is.
I mean, it's like, it looks like egg yolk. Oh, delicious.
It does. It's almost like a frosting, but thinned out.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
That is. Yes, still.
Have you ever had the oranges, the chocolate oranges that you slap on the table and it has a hint of orange in the chocolate pieces?
I've had those.
And it looks like little orange segments?
I'm not a big fan. I know they are a big Christmas time thing. Uh-huh. A lot of folks do that at Christmas.
Uh-huh. Orange and chocolate at Christmas. That's kind of random, but I'm like, okay.
Well, the stocking originally, when people first started doing
oranges
it, was for
fresh
fruit.
Oranges and, like, walnuts and stuff like that, yeah.
It was that citrus was a very holiday flavor, which is why cranberries and oranges are still very prevalent when it comes to modern Christmas traditions. So I get the orange at Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's kind of their way of...
homage.
Yeah.
Homage, if you will.
But I've tried those. Not necessarily the biggest fan. I'm not a fan of the pixie sticks. I don't like any of the powder stuff. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that stuff. I need something.
Maybe gritty. You need something of substance.
Yeah.
It's really kind of just like throw away, like, I want a sugar high real quick.
Like, Snickers to me is protein because of the peanuts. So I justify that as a semi-healthy option.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
No.
Have a Snickers.
I'm not in that extreme. Yeah. No. No Betty White status for me.
Let's see. So favorite candy. We got that.
How do you prefer your chocolate? Room temperature, cold, melted? What's your preference?
Okay. I want to say, so we talked about, like, I like a cold. If I eat a Reese cup, I like it cold. Because you remember the old 80s commercials and 90s commercials, and you put it in the fridge.
That's it.
That's how I'd eat it. But.
That's my preference all the time.
But, to me, chocolate in its best tasting form is that gooey chocolate on a s'mores. like how it's all melty, because it has changed the texture. Yeah. It has changed the flavor. It's made it a little more like velvety and a little more like decadent, I think.
Right.
I could probably melt a Hershey's bar and just like lick it out of the container.
See,
melt it in like aluminum foil in the oven and be like, nah, 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 so good. So good. Like a fondue. Right. Like fondue.
Now,
just dip it
chocolate
right with
fondue
a spoon.
Is a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. Bring that on.
Yes, sir.
But I'm, when it comes to like Reese's, for example, I use that as my go-to. The peanut butter doesn't melt. It stays in a disc because it needs a higher heat to melt.
Mm-hmm.
So now you just have a mess. So for me, throw it in the fridge. Quick fix, if you're not, 10 minutes in a freezer, perfect.
So if you're like, I'm really jonesing for this, I got to
pop
this in the freezer.
You want it quick, yep.
Right, that's a really first world problem if I ever heard it.
That's right. I wear that proudly.
Yeah, that's your thing. All right, so we're good on the candy thing. What else? We'll let you be the driver on this.
Do we want to stick with the sweet stuff? Dessert of choice. Or do we want to move towards
cuisine? Okay, what's your dessert that...
Now, I'm going to disclaimer this.
Okay.
Mainly because some folks may not know that you've gone strictly keto. Mm-hmm. We're taking that out. We're taking that out. We're going full spectrum.
I've indulged.
No punishment intended, Virginia.
There was a night, like, not too long ago that I was sad and I, like, indulged Todd. And I was like... my favorite dessert of all time. You could lay out, you know, the desserts I like, the desserts I enjoy. If this was an option... I would go to it every time.
Every time.
Ice cream. That's just my thing. Mm-hmm. Ice cream is my jam. My favorite is Rocky Road. I love butter pecan. I'll take a plain vanilla if I need something. But
you're going to doctor it, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, I would love to put like something in it. But I'll take like a vanilla cone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good satisfying. It's just ice cream. That is, I think the emotional connection with it too, when I was sad. Eat ice cream. I was happy I eat ice cream.
Right.
My dad loves ice cream. And when he was growing up, he said they were tobacco farmers. And he said he remembers, like, his dad would be like, on a hot summer night, like, let's just have ice cream for dinner. And so the nostalgic part of it, like how much my dad enjoyed it. And then we enjoyed it together.
Right.
And then we go out to like local ice cream shops and everything.
Yeah.
It's just really just, it's that comfort level that I get with it too.
Sure.
So I really do. That's probably primo. That's like numero uno. Mm-hmm. And then down the line, you have things like cheesecake. I'll do a fancy cheesecake, but the New York, just a plain New York cheesecake is delicious. A good cinnamon bun with a good cream cheese icing.
Right.
Yes, sir. And a chocolate eclair cake. That's good with the pudding in it.
Right,
and the
yeah.
chocolate. Yeah, so.
I am very much in a similar situation. Now, again, I like ice cream. I'm a milkshake guy. That's my preference.
Mm-hmm.
Cone or cup's fine, but if I have my preference, a milkshake would be my go-to when it comes to ice cream. I'm not necessarily with you on the cheesecake. I don't hate it. I like cheesecake. I like sweet stuff in all kinds. I don't judge. But
you're all welcome here.
I mean, cheesecake to me doesn't have the my meal is complete. It doesn't. It doesn't.
It doesn't, because I know you like to have, for your palate, you like to end on a sweet note.
Yep.
So
I think
does that have
a
little
a
more like of the tart of the cheese, the cream cheese coming out more so than the sugar and all that other stuff?
Maybe it's just not one I'd go to.
Yeah.
Like, if I were at a restaurant where that was what they specified in, we all know which one I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
I'm having a piece. No problem.
Of course. $7 for a piece, but all right.
Hey,
great.
Again, we're talking judgment free here.
Yeah.
I think for me, my one go-to, if you put them out on a table, I would probably gravitate, and we've talked about this before, brown sugar pie is...
I know that's one of your
when
favies.
When done right, and I've gotten my mom's recipe, I've perfected it, I am in trouble. Because I now can make it, and it's 5 items. It's not good. But that, to me, is comfort. It's growing up. My grandparents made them. That's where my mom got her recipe.
Yeah.
And I know people are like, we'd rather have pecan pie. Get away from me. I'm not interested. I like pecans. I do not want pecan pie. Not my favorite. Don't like it. No, thank you. I want a pecan-free pie, and that's what a brown sugar pie is for me. That's probably my go-to. Chocolate of most any kind, I'm in on. Mm-hmm. Dark chocolate's kind of 50-50, depends on the chocolate.
Yeah.
I love the s'mores concept. I live mm-hmm. for s'mores.
Y'all had that at your wedding.
Yes.
So that was really cute.
Yep, we did a s'mores bar at our wedding for mm-hmm. that very reason. Those types of things, melted marshmallow in any capacity, whether it's Rice Krispie Treats or...
Oh, okay, that's really good.
No, I'm just saying mixed in, like a s'mores, campfire marshmallows. Oh, they're the best.
Yeah.
But that, to me... That's where I'm sitting at. I want, like, chocolate lava cakes.
Mm.
I love those. I like that texture. But again, with the ice cream, that contrast, hot and cold, I don't want just cold ice cream by itself. It doesn't do it for me.
Right.
Milkshake I can handle. It's more of a drink. No big deal. Mm-hmm. I'll get milkshakes instead of a drink if mm-hmm. I'm going out to a place that has them. But for me, I just don't want ice cream by itself. I want a warm element so the ice cream begins to melt over it.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is my preference. So, hot fudge sundae, I'm down because mm-hmm. it starts to melt the ice cream. That mm-hmm. kind of thing is where I thrive.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I get your cheese. I get your cheesecake argument. There's a lot of people that would hate on me
mm-hmm.
relentlessly
mm-hmm.
for cheesecake not being
the Golden Girls. Cheesecake and chocolate ice cream. But I never got that combo anyway. Ugh, but, you know.
No.
That's what they do. Remember, like on the show, they were like, I'm getting the cheesecake and I'll get the ice cream. And I've never had ice cream on cheesecake. So I don't really know why Rose, Blanche, Dorothy, and Sophia are all about that life.
Look at you. Name dropping the ladies.
I love Golden Girls.
I got two of them. I could not have
Thank
gotten
you for
all four.
Being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Your All heart right, is true. So where do you fall in the sweet stuff? Where do you are you a candy person? Are you a full-on dessert person? Where do you fall in mm-hmm. that mix? Let us know what you think. You can follow us on all of the different social medias. I'm actually on Facebook because someone corporately made that happen. I'm across from me. But all of those things, let us know. We want to know.
Yeah.
Check us out. If you want to see any of our other podcasts, you can find them right on the off-air flare plate, right on the off-air flare page where you found this one. And let us know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do some more food stuff. Maybe we'll have to do cuisine stuff.
Yeah,
in the
or like let us know what you want us to talk about. That would be fun.
If you got a topic, let us know. Let's do potluck topics.
Love that
idea.
Yeah, potluck topics. That's cute.
Yeah. See, I do my best work here.
Every now and then. Now it's time for lunch.
That's right. Lunch time.
It's WAKG's Off Air Flare.
Off Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.